With your QCCR News Update, I'm Ed Halverson. Tourism operators are optimistic 2022 will be a bounce-back year for the industry. Travel and public health restrictions during COVID kept many tourists away, decimating businesses and creating insecurity, which led many staff to leave the industry altogether. President of TIANS, the Tourism Industry Association of Nova Scotia, Darlene Grant-Finder, says tourism operators expect this summer to get back on track. In a written exchange, Finder says, quote, early bookings are strong and interest in Nova Scotia is trending strong. Our air capacity is returning. The marine access to the U.S. is trending positive. Festival and events are returning and act as significant draws, end quote. In 2019, the province took in $2.6 billion from tourism revenue, generating $450 million in tax revenue. When COVID hit in 2020, that revenue was cut well beyond half to $900,000. Numbers are not in yet for 2021, but Grant Finder says estimates show the loss will be similar. Over the 2 years, the tourism industry is projecting they've lost over $3 billion in revenue. While all levels of government have offered support, several businesses just couldn't withstand the downturn and have closed, though Grant Finder says they're still working to determine how many. Quote, I do know of some members that will not be operating this year. We currently have a survey in the market to qualify some of the stories we have heard, end quote. Many tourism workers left the industry during the pandemic for other positions that were less susceptible to closures. Grant Finder says getting people back into tourism positions is a struggle when every industry is experiencing a shortage of workers. She says, quote, the industry has a strategy to redefine work in the sector, recruitment, and build retention plans that will leverage the positive benefits of entrepreneurship and career opportunities. We have work to do, but we are optimistic. She continues, some operators are addressing the housing issue by investing in staff housing in rural communities. Many operators have enhanced their hiring practices and benefits, end quote. Grant Finder says TIANS is a resource where members can turn for help navigating government assistance programs to information and training around human resources to enhancing the guest experience and rebuilding their businesses. She says operators are ready to welcome tourists back to Nova Scotia in 2022. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.